The Vice President will be in the briefing room shortly. For your information, the Vice President landed at Andrews at 6:30. He came to the Situation Room at 7 o'clock, which he presided over a meeting of the some members of the Cabinet. He will make a brief statement and will not take questions, but I will follow and take some questions.
Larry.
This is Vice President George Bush.
Well, I have a very brief statement that I'd would like to read. I am deeply heartened by Dr. O'Leary's report on the President's condition. That he has emerged from this experience with flying colors and with the most optimistic prospects for a complete recovery. I can reassure this nation and a watching world that the American government is functioning fully and effectively. We've had full and complete communication throughout the day, and the officers of the federal government have been fulfilling their obligations with skill and with care. I know I speak on behalf of the President and his family when I say that we are very grateful to all, so many people from across this country who've expressed their concern at this act of violence. And finally, let me add our profound concern on behalf of two brave law enforcement officers who served to protect the President, and then, of course, for a friend of everybody here, dedicated public servant Jim Brady. We're going to watch their progress with all our prayers, with all our hopes. Now I'm going to walk over and speak briefly to Mrs. Reagan, who's returned to the residence. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Larry, who was in the situation?